For most of the year, Wisconsin's unemployment rate has held roughly steady, even as the national jobless rate continued to climb. That all changed in November. Dennis Winters is the chief economist for Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development.
I guess it finally caught up with us. We saw, a big pop in the unemployment numbers, which is, it's not that it's surprising. I mean, it's a big number. We don't normally get changes like this on a month-over-month basis, but considering what's going on in the Wisconsin, U.S., and global economy, it wasn't all that unexpected.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate for November was 5.3%, up nearly a percent from October. Job cuts in leisure and hospitality led the decline, along with job losses in the manufacturing and construction industries.
I think we'll see unemployment continue to rise in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest and across the nation. I think it's all going to get a little worse before it gets better. They're still trying to figure out ways to combat the economic downturn at Treasury and at the Fed. And when they get something that works and comes through, then we'll be able to turn this whole thing around and look for bluer skies a little bit down the horizon.
Wisconsin is among many states whose unemployment compensation funds are running low, although states can borrow from the federal government if they run out of money. Wisconsin's unemployment is still lower than the national rate, which grew to about 6.5% in November as the country shed more than 500,000 jobs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.